You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Odyssey.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Bring it up, Rick. Have some thank yous to dole out on this Thursday edition of the show. Thank you to four great guests that came on with us today. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Ryan McDonough, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. Chris Abbott, Cool Bet Canada. Davis Maddock from Sports Grid. Thank you very much to our executive producer, Tyler Morales, our technical director, Bill Matz, our board op, Sir Richard of House Camp, and the executive producer of Odyssey Sports Betting Programming, our pal, Eli Herskovich. I am off tomorrow. It's Friday. Thy Royal Moose, Mark Melusis, sitting in. Moose and Ken will take care of you as they always do, and the show's going to be awesome, so hope you tune in. We are going to get to our major show announcement. Plural. Couple major announcements that will rock the foundation of You Better You Bet. And I mean that seriously. So yeah. You're going to want to tune in. We're going to get to that in a couple minutes here, but we got to get the Euro bets out of the way so we can spend some time on the big announcements here. So let's take this trip, guys, around Europe.
Nicky Football and Footy Soccer Center going on a Euro trip to play some Euro bets on the Euro Cup. It's time for Soccer with Nick and Ken.
Sends chills down your spine every time.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay. 9 a.m. Eastern, Friday morning, Ken. Slovakia and Sweden. Slovakia, yeah. +360. Slovakia with a win over Poland in their first game. Sweden, -120 after drawing with Spain, scoreless. Draw, +235. Total, 2.5. What is your bet, if anything, Ken? Slovakia, Sweden.
And this match taking place in St. Petersburg in Russia. I have two bets in this match, and they both kind of imply that I think Sweden has a lot of trouble scoring goals. I think they're, like, tactically a pretty good side. I don't think they're going to allow very much. I like draw a lot in this match at +235, and I like the under a lot. So I think 0-0 and 1-1 are kind of your two most likely scores, honestly, just based on how each team has played so far and what I kind of know about Sweden. I have Sweden to advance. I hope they get a draw, honestly. Like, I think 3 points, and they could make it as a third-place team, and I would win my money. So draw at a big number, and then under, which is 2.5.
I think you're going to get your 3 points in this match, Ken. Slovakia, really no business beating Poland. Poland should have scored a couple more goals in that game. Poland played incredibly stupidly. That moron that got the double yellow carded. Just, it's like, have some sense of what you're doing, buddy. I remember who it was. Blajakowski or something like that. Some moron. I like Sweden here. I think Sweden's going to score some goals. Maybe it's only one, but I like Sweden to win this game. I think Sweden gets all 3 points here. I think the game against Spain was like a tactical choice that they made. Look, credit to Spain for keeping possession. But like Sweden went into that game and like that was their game plan to kind of absorb a lot of pressure and try and score on the counter. And by the way, They almost did.
Yeah.
On multiple occasions. They could have scored two or three goals in that game against La Roja. Give me Sweden. -120. I like Sweden on the money line to beat Slovakia at 9 a.m. on Friday. We move to noon, where it's the Czech Republic against Luka Modric and Croatia. The Czech, +250. The Croats, +105. The draw, +225. The total here, Ken, 2 and 2.5.
I just like love how there might be like some fans in Scotland like, let's go watch our country play today, and they get to the stadium and it's like, it's Croatia and Czech Republic actually, and our guys are over at Wembley, like that's where they're playing. I don't have a bet on this match. I have a bet in the third match, so you can talk me into something if you want.
Okay, I'm gonna have a couple bets here. I got two bets on this match. No, you mentioned you think a draw is really likely in the Slovakia Sweden game. I think a draw is pretty likely in this match.
Sure.
So Czechs were able to get past Scotland, right, in their first game. So the Czechs have, I like how I'm calling them the Czechs. The Czech Republic has 3 points right now. I think that the Czech Republic is going to be incentivized here to try and get out of Dodge, get a point here, and set themselves up, obviously, to advance into the round of 16. I think the Czechs are going to play this incredibly close to the vest. I love Croatia's midfield. Love me some Luka Modric. Think he's an unbelievable player. I think he's still great. Not quite what he was at his dizzying heights in 2018 when he won the Ballon d'Or and was the best player in the World Cup, led Croatia to the final. But this Croatia team has a major lack of firepower up front, really missing Mario Mandzukic here. So look, maybe Croatia is able to score one. I certainly think that the Czech Republic is capable of scoring one as well. So I have a pair of bets in this game. I think the Czech purposefully come out and play defensive here. I think that's what makes sense. So I'm going to bet the draw +225, and I'm going to bet the under as well, 2.5, expecting either a 1-1 or a 0-0 final score here, Ken, at noon between the Czech Republic and Croatia. We move to 3 p.m. Eastern, where England and Scotland play. In England, England's a monster favorite in this game. I'm actually seeing like -300. I know Davis Maddock in the last segment said like -250 or whatever. I'm seeing around -300. Scotland around +900. Draw around +400. And the total 2.5. So not 2.5, but sitting Ken at 2.5.
Yeah, I made a bet in England's first match based on what I'd seen for them and what I know about them kind of tactically, reading what a lot of people have written, which was the under. It cashed easily, first half and full game. We are going to take the exact same approach. I think England 1-0 and 2-0 are by a mile your most likely scores in this match. The total is 2.5. Once again, in an England match, I will bet under 2.5.
All right. So Ken is on the under, and that means that he and I tomorrow will go mano a mano.
Not surprising.
I'm going to be on the over in this match here. I think that Scotland's going to get one here, and I think England are scoring at least two here. So I think England's going to win the match. I don't really want to lay, you know, -310, because who the hell knows what could happen. A lot of history between these two countries as well. You know, we'll see what happens with the geopolitical ramifications here with Scotland and England. But I think Scotland scores at least one. Scotland were unlucky, like to not score in their opening round game. So I think, or not score more in their opening round game. So I think they get at least one. I think England get at least two and win the game. Ergo, I'm going to be on the over in this game, Ken. Over 2.5 for yours truly, for Nikki Football in England and Scotland. And those are our Euro Cup bets for Friday, June 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2021.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.